could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm your host, John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Linda Register,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Habrick.
Thank you, Michael, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats, and I know this because I have three rescues, and they love Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. Why? Because it is a five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that they will go crazy for. And I guarantee it. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can go to your local pet store. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, you can listen to us also in other ways. You can watch us and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And Alexa, CRN4, tune in on your smartphone. Hit #250 or at TalkinPets.com and click on the button Listen Live. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Is it ever enough? I worry that I might mess it all up. If I make it tough, I'm sorry. See you in my dreams. Whenever you go, I tear at the seams. If you think that I'll leave, don't worry. I just keep on coming.
So that's one of the songs from the movie Freakier Friday, and that's Lindsay Lohan singing that song. I got to screen it this week, and I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't laugh like I thought I would, but I found every ounce of it thoroughly enjoyable. You know, it was funny, it's cute, and I think it leans a little bit more towards women, mainly because there's mostly all women in it, but... The thing is that it was funny, and I'm glad it came back. And I'm glad to see Lindsay Lohan come back, because I like Lindsay. I mean, she kind of went on her bender.
Yeah.
I mean, but she seems to be coming back more mature and more as an adult. Yeah. And she did a great job in this movie. She was funny in this movie. I have to give her that.
What didn't about she recently have a baby, too?
Did she?
Yeah, she's really kind of coming to her own, I believe. Yeah,
it's good, because she lost it for a while there. But
love you, Lindsay.
You know, and I love Facebook with music. And once again, they prompted me out on that song. And it's like, no, I'm allowed to use it. I'm promoting the movie. I'm a critic. Okay, Facebook, calm down. But anyway, so if you want to check it out, go see it. Freakier Friday. It's worth seeing. I believe I gave it 3 out of 4. But your top movies as of last week were...
It's
we're not entertained, so he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always looking to my seat, no time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. Holding on, number one, Fantastic Four, First Steps. Made quite a bit of money. You know, it made about $219 million so far, and it's domestically. Also, The Bad Guys, too. I did want to see that. I was supposed to screen it. I didn't go because it was a Saturday thing. But I liked the first one, and I'm sure the second one looks even better. It's put out by Universal Pictures. That's number two out there. Made about $36 million so far. The Naked Gun. Okay. It's one of those no-brainer, no-mind kind of movies that you take it as it is. It's slapstick, it's dark, but it's funny. And I think it's funnier because of the fact that Liam Neeson is playing the lead, where it was Leslie Nielsen before. And he does some great jobs with it, and Pamela Anderson does a good job as well. Paramount Pictures put it out and made about $27 million so far.
Wow.
Number four, Superman. Warner Brothers movie. It's made $325 million. It has dropped consistently every week.
Yeah, it has.
From when it opened at number one, which opened up big, and that's where it made most of its money. But I didn't like it as much as some of the other Supermen, and it's kind of going back and forth. People liked it and people didn't like it. But there's a great dog in the movie.
Yeah.
I love the dog.
Super cute.
Yeah. And number five, Jurassic World Rebirth. I just watched it the other night, last night. Again, for the third time. I love those movies. I love dinosaurs. $323 million so far out of Universal Pictures. So
it's been out for a while, right?
On the map, yeah. It's actually been about 4 weeks, five weeks now.
Yeah.
And but it seems like Disney and Universal is doing quite well out there right now. But those are your top five. And like I said, go check out Freakier Friday. If you want to read my reviews, you can read them two ways now. I do post them on Facebook. So if you're at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can read my reviews there. Or you can read the reviews on my website, talkinpets.com, and click on movie reviews. So if you do that, you can see all of those, including The Naked Gun, the review on that I also had on Fantastic Four. I Know What You Did Last Summer. The review is there on that one. So check them out. And also, there's a lot of other information that you can find there, as well as the news that doesn't make it on the show today is posted on there as well. And if you want to check out, I think the story's coming on the show later, but there's a great video on there about the Duck Patrol. And it's on our homepage, and it's all about ducks. So it's pretty cool. You got to check it out. But once again, we want to hear from you guys. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Dr. Linda's in the house. And so she's here to fill you in on medical, as well as behavior, as well as acupuncture and aquapuncture. Do you deal with, like, on the side of, like, flowers and that kind of thing?
Bog flower remedy?
Yeah.
A little bit, not much as I used to, and one of the things to calm my patients, being on the fear-free practice, I keep forgetting to recommend Bach flower remedy.
What would they use that for? Like
for calming. Rescue remedy is used for calming.
For anxiety or?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so there's several different ways to use it, and I have some clients use rescue remedy. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot that was available. And they make it specifically for pets that don't have alcohol in it, because a lot of the flower essences use alcohol as like a preservative or as part of the extraction process of the flower essences.
Would it work on a bird?
It might.
Is it an aromatherapy or?
No. It's a homeopathic that you take.
Okay,
and
okay.
So you can, like, you know, do droppers directly or mix it in water. Mm-hmm. You could get the pet rescue remedy, bot flower remedy. And put it in Zach's water and see what it does.
Yeah. Zachary, my African Grey, I've had him 25 years, 26 years now, never plucked. And all of a sudden I walked in there the other day and he's plucking his feathers.
You know, to me, when I went and looked at him, and maybe it's because I was just standing there, he looked a little scruffy to me. He might need to be chucked out.
Yeah.
Needs to go see Dr. Sue.
His behavior definitely seems to be different.
He's acting up. I don't know what's going on with that. And but he's eating his food and everything, which is weird because my Amazon is not eating his vegetables. He's eating peanuts and that stuff, which is like candy. But the Zuprim that I use, and he eats that. Both of them do, actually. But which is a good thing to have them on. But it is good to give them vegetables and some fruits and everything, but you got to be very careful. You don't want to give them avocado or anything of that type. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely going to have them checked. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to check up with you. So give us a call, 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Talkin' Pets.
For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the love and I...
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the Know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kaanapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Well, volunteer duck wardens, helping a group of birds safely waddle across busy roads as part of nightly patrols in their town. Residents living in Thirst, North Yorks, personally escort around 20 ducks to the town center every evening, where they roost for the night. The birds start the 15-minute journey from the Codbeck River around 8:30 p.m. and head to the Market Square car park, where they sleep until around 4:30 a.m. the next morning. Mystery surrounds why the ducks make that daily trip, but some believe the mothers feel safer sleeping with their ducklings away from the riverside predators. Once the birds have picked their spots, the wardens place cones around them and watch over until the night falls silent around 11 p.m. on weekdays, or sometimes late as 2:30 a.m. over the weekend. Emma Jane Hutchins is one of the 15 selfless duckies who have been helping the birds to safely navigate the route during their evening adventure. The senior business advisor said, "It's really heartwarming and adorable escorting the ducks on their walk. You know when they are leaving as they all start quacking like a call for arms, then they march up in two battalions. It's unknown why they do it. Maybe it's because the cobblestones they sleep on are warm, or just because it become a learned behavior. There are a lot of rodents and cats who linger in the area by the river, which may make them feel unsafe. Maybe they just know they are safe when they sleep in the market square. We have been donating high-vis jackets to wear and food for the ducks. The local pub, the Mowbray Arms, provides us with cups of tea and coffee while we watch over them. Not just that, it's been a really nice way to meet like-minded people who have since become friends," she said. The birds first started making the trek last year unsupervised, which led to four being killed while crossing the road. As a result, Jody Wood, who set up a Facebook page and now organizes volunteers along Emma to keep them safe. She stated, "I made Facebook group asking if anyone wanted to help me with the ducks, and it got a lot of responses." The ducks start making their journey in mid-June and continue doing so until the beginning of December. Those wardens say they encourage the ducks to make the walk, but they don't encourage the ducks to take the walk, and they only look after them after they made the decision to walk on their own terms. "Sometimes we get drunk revelers trying to touch them, mess with them, and walk through them, but 99% of the time it's fine and people just come to chat and take pictures. But you do get an odd one." The Facebook has since received support from across the globe from people in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, and Italy. Visit TalkingPets.com for news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Ducks, ready for the big bash?
Well, almost, Donald. While I get ready, would you do me one itsy-bitsy favor, please?
Sure, Daisy. I'll get food for you.
Take out the papers and the trash. Just finish cleaning up this room.
Clean up the room.
Let's see that dust fly with that broom.
What broom? Oh, what?
Get all that garbage out of sight.
Oh, what garbage?
Or we ain't going out tonight.
Don't walk back.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Quacky quack. I mean, Michael Hambrick.
Let the games begin!
So that means it is animal, creature, wildlife, pet, noise time. If you can identify what creature makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks, treats for your cats. You can go with Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint Plus, and the Multivitamin. It's a three-pack that he'll send out to you. And you can go with that for your dog. We also have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets and Lime Green. We do have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles. From Silly Beads with Kayla, we have a Dog Mom bracelet. It's like a bracelet. Well, it's a bracelet keychain, basically. And we do have a little boy's one. So if Junior is going to school now and getting ready for school, you could put his house key on that. It's really cute.
It is, actually.
It is. It's adorable. And there's a Dog Mom and a Cat Mom. She does ink pens as well and a bunch of whole other things. But those are the ones that we're giving away from Silly Beads by Kayla. You can check it out at Talkin' Pets.
Com. Thank you very much. And I know I'm forgetting. Oh, the calendars. You can go
the
with
calendars.
You can go with a calendar that Linda picked for today. No, you didn't pick that one.
She's trying to give it away.
No, no, I'm not showing it because they can't have that one. It's mine.
I told you, you keep that one. And
but why do you want me to show it? If
because
people think they can get cats on catnip. No, the cats on catnip is mine.
Workman Publishing is came out with a bunch of calendars for 2026, from their well-known page of days to wall calendars and even engagement calendars. And if you go to their website, hotshotbookgroup.com, and you can search calendar to see them all.
They can have Draft Manor.
But no.
But not cats on catnip. That's mine.
So you can pick cats on catnip because we have two of them. One goes to Dr. Linda, the other one goes to you. And Michael is picking, Michael, you're going with The Secret Life of Squirrels. And so that's cute. It's absolutely adorable. I picked that one 1 year. And so The Secret Life of Squirrels 2026 calendar, it's a wall calendar. Actually, they're both wall calendars, which I like because this way I can keep, it's kind of like my little appointment thing I keep on the wall as well.
You got squirrels bowling on this.
I know, it's pretty cool. So you have to identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? So, it is land and sea.
Okay.
You can find this creature.
Mm.
And they have very big... if I say what they are, you're probably going to guess it. But they have very big teeth. Mm.
Okay.
In the front of their face that hang down. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And don't worry, if you want the Cats on Catnip calendar, you'll get your own, and Linda can keep hers.
I tell you what, I had beat down somebody over that calendar. Nobody can have my calendar.
It is a cool one. Right, I know. It's like I picked that calendar 1 year because it's so cool. I mean, Cats on Catnip is hysterical to begin with.
Well,
but the calendar's cool, too.
I have to tell you, the one I got last year, and I know it was a cat one last year.
Steal it, Shadow.
My team put it up in the treatment area, and they absolutely love it. So the calendars I get from here go to the hospital, and it's kind of like a morale booster for my team.
Michael, where are you going to hang your squirrel?
That's a good question. Maybe in my bathroom? That's where I go every single day.
Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. And let's see. Before we go to a break, let's see if we can get Kyle on in Medford, Oregon. Kyle, what do you think? What creature is this?
Is it a walrus?
Congratulations. We got to go out to a break. I wanted to get you in before the break, so hold on and speak with Sydney. And the things that you were hearing about, you can pick anything that we were talking about. As long as you didn't pick it out in the last 90 days, you're good to go. So hold on, speak with Sydney, and we'll ship that out to you. And thanks for playing with us, Kyle.
Thank you so much.
That's Kyle in Medford, Oregon. He did pick it out. A walrus. I guess the tusks gave it away. That's why I said teeth. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A Denmark zoo is asking the public to donate their pets, particularly chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs, so that it can feed them to the zoo's predators. In zoos, we have a responsibility to imitate the natural food chain of the animals in terms of both animal welfare and professional integrity, the Aalborg Zoo said in a statement. The request created a backlash online with many disagreeing with the practice, but the zoo said the purpose of the program is to make sure nothing goes to waste and to ensure natural behavior, nutrition, and well-being of our predators, according to the zoo's website. The zoo also said they would accept horses, which they euthanize and slaughter for food, though they said that the zoo needs vary throughout the year and there might be a waiting list. For horses, Aalborg Zoo said it receives the horse as a donation, and the owner of the horse can obtain a tax deduction for the value of the horse. The zoo also said they will accept chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs on weekdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., but no more than four at a time. The practice is not unheard of in Denmark, actually, and in 2014, the Copenhagen Zoo garnered attention on social media when it killed a healthy giraffe and fed it to their predators. Four lions, including two cubs, were also euthanized several weeks later to make room for a new male lion in the Danish zoo. The lions were euthanized for not being able to defend themselves against him, according to the Copenhagen Zoo. If you have an animal that has to leave here for various reasons, feel free to donate it to us, the zoo said. The animals are gently euthanized by trained staff and are afterwards used as fodder. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Austin, Texas. Taylor Hannon, the Austin Eater, has been reunited with his missing dog, Noodles. The Terrier mix was in Hannah's Honda Civic when thieves hopped in and drove away while he was packing the vehicle for a road trip. Hannah credits social media for finding his beloved dog. On Friday, he shared details with his Instagram followers. I truly believe the attention signage searching led to someone taking Noodles out of town and dropping him to get rid of a potential problem, then one of your shares landed in someone's feed who doesn't follow me, and that person recognized Noodles. As unlucky as I was a week ago, we are just as lucky, if not more, today. The park he was found in was out there. If we chalked it up to a cold lead, we would have never found him. The timing of the message to me, the timing of the PI to get to that park, and for Noodles to wander out, nothing short of a miracle. Thank you all for applying pressure to the idiots who had my little guy, or for bringing enough awareness that even out in the Devalley, people were seeing his face. Noodles is sleeping, but he says thanks to. Welcome home, Noodles. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
I love Noodles.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So not everybody gets to hear the story that I just read during that break time. But basically for the ones that didn't hear it, well, two things actually. During my read, Dr. Linda got attacked
by one of his cats.
By Shadow. She's sewing a... as she's sitting here, she's sewing her cat toys, and my cat wanted it.
I love it.
So the nails went into Linda's leg.
Well, I think she was trying to jump up on my lap, and she's too fat to do so.
She's not fat. She jumps up on mine. No, she is a little chubby.
She is obese.
She's happy.
Don't listen to her.
She is obese.
Don't listen to her, Shadow. She is not obese.
She is obese.
She fits in the cat door.
Just because she fits in the cat door does not make her not obese.
Shadow, don't listen to her.
She
look at her. You have upset her.
I don't care.
Look how you upset
her.
She
is obese, and she couldn't get on my
lap. She's scowling at you right now.
She tried to get on my leg. The claws came out to pull herself up, and it hurt.
She's a cat.
Your cat needs a nail trim, by the way.
I trim them myself.
Well, you need to trim now. You're a little late.
She's very good at it, actually. She gives me her paws to trim. So
good.
That's rare for a cat.
Agreed.
But, and she's not fat. She's a little chunky.
No, she is fat. Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to feed her to the Denmark Zoo, that's for sure. So what do you think about that? There's the zoo out there, the Denmark Zoo, that is asking everybody to give them
their pet. Look, I have blood from your cat.
She's got nails. So would you give your pet to the Denmark Zoo to feed the lions and tigers and bears?
That came up on mine and my husband's feed, and I'm like... Dennis saw it first, and, like, he was outraged.
Yeah,
totally outraged.
I couldn't do it.
Fear to have in your last moments, you know what I mean?
Well,
they said they when they get the animal, then they euthanize it.
But how do they euthanize them? They can't
really
use drugs.
And then they give it to the...
And is it done humanely? I get feeding them what they're supposed to get in the wild, the whole animal thing and stuff, I get. But to take a domestic pet that isn't... That's not their purpose. That's kind of a problem, in
my
opinion.
What do you think about the horse situation? Because they're giving them horses to feed to the wild animals at the zoo as well. And these were pet horses.
I mean, that's kind of the equivalent of the glue factory back in the day, you know?
Well, not back in the day. It's probably still going on. But they do slaughter horses for food, you know? You know, even human consumption.
Yeah, but not in the U.S.
No. But, I don't know, I just couldn't imagine. I understand lions and tigers and bears have to eat at a zoo.
Oh, my.
but the other thing is that I don't think I could have my pet in her last moments shipped off to the Denmark Zoo and euthanized or however they do it, which they don't explain. And then given to
the horses, they probably use
something to stun them in the head like they do
like a nail
cattle.
Gun. Yeah.
No, not a nail gun. No, like electric shock thing that, knocks them out.
A lot of farmers and stuff have like almost like a nail gun goes into the brain and that's what kind of kills them.
Wow.
But the thing is that I just couldn't give my pets it. I don't care how, I just couldn't do it. I don't know. I guess some people can.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are producers that do nothing but produce feed for wild animals, you know, animal, you know, live animals and stuff like that. You know, that's where people get their, you know, their rats and stuff to feed their snakes. So I'm sure there's someone in Europe that can do that.
I think a farm animal is different than, we look at it differently than our pets and our dogs and cats and so on and so forth. Although some people have pet cows and pet pigs and, but.
And llamas and alpacas and ostriches.
But if I was a farmer and I had cows dying on me or whatever, I would consider that. And I think what you're going to do is you're going to see, and I'm trying to talk with a company to find out more information on them and everything, that they basically grow meat in a lab. Mm. And that's where the meat consumption might go to, is lab-grown meat rather than farm animals. Because, you know, there's illnesses out there that, you know, we got the chicken illness that has expanded onto the cows and now onto other animals and cats and domestic animals. The world's not in a good place. There's diseases everywhere, and it's kind of scary. But 818-818-6401, pick up the phone. What do you think about that? Would you give your pet to the Denmark Zoo to be eaten by a tiger? I don't know. I'm curious if you would, but I know I couldn't. Mm-mm. Not my pet. If I was a farmer, I'd have an easier time with a cow or a goat or something like that, I think. But since we had a win earlier, I'm going to try again and see if somebody could pick this out. What creature makes that sound? If you know what bird makes that sound, pick up the phone and give us a call. They're a gorgeous bird, and it happens to be my favorite color. So if you know what my favorite color is, you know what bird this is. That's what they sound like.
Shadow likes the bird.
Now is she listening? 818-818-6401. She's still upset you called her fat.
Yeah, she's still looking
she
at
is.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and take a guess. What bird makes that sound? If you know, you can pick out a prize like everybody else has. I mentioned what they were, and if you need to know more, I could definitely let you know. Look at Linda. She's trying to give
Shadow
away chunkers.
Oh my Shadow gosh. Needs to be on the chunkers catalog.
She's holding a picture
calendar.
Of a plus-size cat. On the
attack,
calendar.
Shadow. Attack. Get her.
The chunkers calendar.
Leave my cat alone. You know, just because they're plump doesn't mean they're not cuddly. They're a little more cuddly. So, anyway. Oh,
no cat shaming. No cat shaming.
That's okay. What I need to tell Dennis. Oh, I'm big, so there's more of me for you to love.
There you go. Chunky is cuddly. I'm not even going to phrase what my dad used to say. I'll leave that one alone. 818-818-6401. What bird made that sound? If you know what it is, happens to be my favorite color that it starts with. It's a very common bird. You'll find them everywhere pretty much, especially in this country. So what bird is it? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Take a guess. You know, I have heard both of those sounds. But I kind of wonder, is one a distress call or is one like...
mating or something? Or?
It's a beautiful bird, though. 818-818-6401, and it's small. And they do get attacked by cats that are outside, strays or feral. So, 818-818-6401. Look, you upset her. She turned her back to you. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you have a guess or a question... This is Talking Pets. There's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you, though.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. A driver was killed and a passenger in his car was injured after hitting a moose near the entrance to Alaska's Denali National Park and Preserve. The collision with the moose occurred just south of the entrance to the Denali Park Road, near mile 235 on the park's highway, according to the Anchorage Daily News. The driver, who was from Bulgaria, was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger, who is from North Macedonia, was taken to a Fairbanks hospital. The National Park Service is working with the Bulgarian embassy to notify the driver's family. The collision serves as a sobering reminder of the hazards of wildlife along Alaska's roadways. Now, the Park Service is urging drivers to slow down in dark conditions and use high-beam headlights. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Don't try to move a moose in the middle of the road. He's much too big for you. He's 10 feet tall, and that's not all. He weighs a ton or two. You better turn around unless you found a way to talk to him. Ask him nicely, and he might decide to be your friend. Hey, Mr. Moose, you're standing in our lane. Hey, Mr. Moose, please get out of our way. The moose has drivers on both sides sitting on their hoods, hoping that he'll soon decide to go back in the woods. Cars are backed up miles and miles, they're running off the map, when suddenly the moose sits down to take a little nap. Hey, Mr. Moose, you're sleeping in our lane.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
818-818-6401. That is the bird sound. Andrew in San Diego.
Hi.
What bird is that, Andrew? I think
you probably I'm going to take a wild guess because you said something about your favorite color. So the only thing I could come up with is a bluebird.
Good guess. How do you know my favorite color? You were right, though. So congratulations. What would you like to go with? We got the cat treats, a dog book from Chicken
Soup. I would take the cat treats.
Do you want to go? Now, have you won them in the last 90 days? Because we have
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. So we've got the collapsible water bowl. We have dog treats from Good Pets Foods.
How about Linda's?
We have the calendars.
We have very nice.
I think he wants Linda's catnip.
She wants the Andrew wants the catnip calendar.
Definitely.
Yeah, good choice.
So you're getting the catnip calendar, Andrew, and Linda's going to be showing up. If you hear one of these,
devastated
on your front door, don't answer it.
I'll give you a beatdown if you get the calendar.
It's coming your way.
All right,
Andrew. Congratulations, and we'll ship that out to you in San Diego. And
good talking to you again.
Thanks for tuning in, and spread the word, please.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. That's Andrew out there in San Diego and KCBQ.
Now I know your favorite color. I've known you for like 25 years, and I never knew your favorite color.
He's wearing it right now.
I am. Well, you got me the blue shirt.
But I bought it because it was a good color, and
because
I thought
it said Chicken Daddy.
Yeah. I thought you'd wear the new shirt.
I did already, but when I was going to wear it today, I couldn't find it in my drawer, so I was like, I found this one. I was like, oh, this one's going on. But Chicken Daddy, yeah.
So my thing now that I discovered last year is getting chicken-themed T-shirts for John for his birthday.
Interesting.
So that's what I'm going to get him every year from now on.
I'm a Chicken Daddy.
Nothing to say.
I've got my chickens out there. Some people think I'm crazy for having them, but I love my chickens.
You're crazy, but not for them.
And you guys aren't crazy because you guys take my chicken eggs.
True.
They're fresh eggs. You know Kayla, one of my niece, a.k.a. one of the producers here, she will not eat the chicken eggs from my chickens.
That's her problem.
She said they're just different than store ones.
Well, yeah.
I was like, but store ones have all the chemicals and all the other stuff in them. And depending on what that chicken farm looked like, I don't know if I'd want to eat one of those. Hmm. So,
well, the thing is, some of the eggs from your chickens are really small, and you kind of need a couple of them to make, like, a large egg.
I'll tell you, some of them come out big. I don't know why that is, but it's weird because there was one, I went to go take the eggs out one day, and there was one that's the size of a penny.
What? Hmm.
I have it. I still have it. I was like, I couldn't believe that she laid an egg. One of my chickens laid an egg the size of a penny. And it's in full form. You know, it's got the shell on it and everything.
Little, just
yeah, I'll show it to you after the show. It's hysterical. Mm. But I don't know. I went to collect eggs and I was like, what is that? Did they fart it out? Like, what? It's bizarre. I mean, I'm half tempted to crack it open and see if there's anything inside. It's so small, but I'm sure there is something in there, right? I would imagine.
Yeah.
See? Hey, by the way, if you want to check out your own calendars and you don't win one here on the show from Workman Publishing, the 2026 calendars, you can check them out at HassettBooksGroup.com, and it's HassettBookGroup.com. And if you want to purchase a calendar there for next year. But we're giving them away here on the show as well. If you play the game and win, like Andrew just did, and he got the only catnip calendar available. Linda, you're going to have to pick Chonkers.
No. No.
Oh, my God. It's like Christmas and Santa Claus brought her coal.
No.
Don't play with that. That's Karen's. Karen, one of the other co-hosts on the show, brings a rock with her because I yell at her every time she comes on the show because she sits there with her news stories for the show and she goes...
It's her worry stone.
During the entire show, she'll sit there like this. And I took them away from her one day and she's like, I can't sit here with nothing for my hands. So she brought a rock.
Yeah, a worry stone.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a good idea. It doesn't make any noise, thank God.
But,
hey, don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And if you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. A big shout out to KMED 105.9, 106.3, and 106.7 in Medford, Oregon, for joining on to the program. A big thanks to Bill Meyer and the group out there. And don't forget, same pet time, same pet channel, talking pets. We're always here. So... And remember our number, it's 818-818-6401. And when you call, you'll most likely speak with Sydney, the wonderful and delightful. I love Sydney. Sydney, I love you. I don't know if you're hearing this right now, but I really do. You don't love me back, do you? Okay. I thought maybe you would say something.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Love you too.
Now
I
you just made my you made
That's
my
awesome.
Day.
It's crickets
happy
there
to
for
do
a
it.
I needed that. I do love you, Sydney. I like talking to Sydney whenever I call and everything. One day we'll meet. Anyway, we got to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.